For all of you, God's children. Thank God for these great musicians, amen. We thank God for all of these fine preachers on the roster. Amen. We thank God for being God all by himself.
Thank God.
One thing I like about God is he doesn't have anybody else that he needs on his program.
And that's it. That's it.
Thank him for Jesus, because if it wasn't for Jesus, there's no need to have church.
Right.
Somebody didn't know you can't have a church if you don't talk about Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I don't know how you feel about it, but it keeps me out of trouble each and every day.
Yeah, it does.
And keeps me from going back to my old self. Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit still lives, moves, and breathes in all of us?
Yes, sir.
The power of love.
Power.
I'm sure that all of us in here at some point or another have had someone tell us how much they loved us.
Yes, yes.
You have been married, your wife, your spouse. You remember when you got married? Your spouse told you how much they love you. Amen. You were in the church, you were in the courthouse, or wherever you were, and they told you how much they love you. It's good to be loved.
Yes, sir.
Do I have any witnesses in here?
Yes, sir.
Love is a powerful thing.
Power.
Man, y'all quiet here, but it's good to be in love.
Come on.
Amen. Love will make you do some crazy things, though. I tell you.
Yeah, it will.
And it's good when you hear that from someone you know and you really believe the person. They really love you. But have you ever had someone tell you that he or she loves you, but you didn't even know the person? I don't know how you feel about it, but sometimes I just think, how can that person love me and they don't even know me?
Right, right.
Not that I'm doubting them, but I'm a little concerned, because normally people that say they love you, they know you to a certain degree.
Right.
But I will say this to all of us, according to God's standard, we all should have a love for one another.
Right.
We can't hate one another and say we're all going to heaven any kind of way.
Yes.
And I'm not saying the person doesn't love you, but it makes you wonder whether someone you do not know really loves you.
Uh-huh.
What am I saying today? You don't play with telling someone you love him. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Listen, don't play with people's emotions when it comes to using the word love.
That's right.
And that you love them.
Yeah.
Am I right about it? Listen to me. Love is a powerful thing. Love is a powerful feeling. And it's a good thing to be loved. When I told my wife that I loved her, I found myself doing all kind of things. Amen. I was spending all kind of money.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
I was sending roses. Amen. I was sending Tootsie Rolls. I was sending caramels. Well, that doesn't count. I would like to tell you I sent her some Godivas. Amen. But couldn't afford those. Amen.
All right. All right. All right.
Listen to me. And especially young people, it's good to be in love. Young ladies, don't be from man to man. Find you somebody that loves you.
That's right.
And only you.
Say it, preacher.
Some of our seasoned women should help me right there. Find you somebody that loves you and only you.
Yes, sir.
And let me say this, if you ain't number one, don't you be number two, three, four, five.
There you go, preacher.
There's a difference between like and love.
That's right.
Have I got a real witness in here?
Come on.
See, when you're in love, you'll chase somebody down.
Yes, you will.
You'll give them your all when you're in love. But when you like, you'll just go a little ways, but you're not going all of the way.
Set it up.
When you like somebody, you'll go out to lunch or dinner with them, but you're going to wait them out and see if they'll pay the bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let me say this about love. Love is a very good feeling to have. It is a unique feeling to have.
Uh-huh.
And it's a powerful thing. Why is that, preacher? Love can make you do some good things.
Mm-hmm.
Did David say, I love the Lord? He heard my cry.
Yeah.
The Apostle John wrote in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, not like, but he loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus even asked Peter, if you love me, then feed my sheep. But on the contrary, love will make you do some crazy and stupid things. Come on and wake up. I know you in here. And you're going to help me right here. Those of us who have been in love and can remember the silly things that all of us have done down through the ages.
Hmm.
Let me give you some examples of how love can make you do some silly and crazy things.
Yes, sir.
All of us in here, no doubt, know someone who's in prison today, all because they ran behind the power of love. Someone is in the early grave, all because of the power of love. And I heard of a man that told a woman the famous line, "I will swim the deepest and widest ocean for her." And he went out and he got in the lake and tried to prove how much he loved the woman. And he started swimming in the lake. He later drowned. Lesson is, don't promise to do something that you know you cannot do.
That's right.
Now, it's one thing to love someone, but if you can't swim, then don't promise. Don't tell a woman you'll swim in the widest ocean for her. Tell her you'll get in the tub and tread water. But listen to me, on a serious note, love is not something that should be played with.
That's right.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
You see, people get hurt behind those who play with love. Have y'all seen the garbage on TV called Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Women on TV fighting over a man that says he loves her. Listen to me, young ladies, you ain't got no business fighting over no man.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher. Yeah.
If you got to fight over him, he ain't yours anyhow. Do I have a witness in here?
That's right. That's right.
Somebody here ought to be able to say, I can do bad all by myself. I don't need anyone to help me do bad. Am I right about it?
Right about it.
Have you seen that other garbage on TV called The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Yeah, that's right.
How can you kiss one man on Monday? Kiss another one on Tuesday. Come on. Kiss another one on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then somebody else on. Am I right about it? And men from woman to woman and things of that nature. That's not how you find real love.
That's right.
Come on, preacher.
Do I have anybody in here who knows what I'm talking about?
Come on, preacher.
You see, that's a fickle type of love.
Yeah.
You and I have to learn to stay away from people with a fickle kind of love. Well, preacher, what is a fickle kind of love? A fickle type of love is not love at all. It's not real love. A fickle type of love is a temporary or sometime type of love, as long as the person is getting what he or she wants from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some examples of a fickle type of love.
All right.
A person loves you as long as you're buying drinks at the bar.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Have I got a witness in here? She loves you as long as you have some money.
Yes, sir.
But when you are broke, then she is gone.
Right.
That's an example of a fickle type of love.
Yes, sir.
A person loves you as long as you have a car and giving him a ride. But when your car is broke, then friends get few.
Hmm.
Have I got a witness in here? A person will call you a friend as long as he is getting something out of the relationship. But the Bible gives all of us instruction. It teaches us to be aware of people that say they love you, because these are the very people who love you, who love for you, will wax cold in the very end.
My God.
That will change on you, or that will soon disappear when times get hard.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here who can testify that when you were going through something, the same folk that you called your friends, the ones that you bragged on, you couldn't find them anywhere to come to your rescue? So I stand there to tell all of us, be careful of who you call your friend. Be careful of someone who says that they love you. Love is strong when everything is going all right. But when you finally hit rock bottom, is the person still going to be there? See, one thing I like about my wife, Amit, is that she's a ride or die. She's my ride or die girl.
All right. That's it, preacher. That's it.
Mm.
After 24 and a half years in counting, I count on my wife.
Yes, sir.
Those of us who are married should be shouting amen right there.
That's right.
Can't you brag on your wife?
Yeah.
Can't you brag on your husband? This is my ride or die boo right here. Because we've been through so much. I like having somebody I can depend on when I'm going through something.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a real relationship.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a real marriage right there.
Yeah.
We can be eating bacon sandwiches in the morning at night.
You preach. preaching.
But that's all right, long as we're together. That's the only
thing. That's it. That's good
preaching. We may get put out, but we're going to get put out together, and we're going to make it some kind of way. And I know that when God is in the marriage, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work out.
Right.
I need a real witness right here. I need somebody who's been married just for a little while.
Yeah.
Who doesn't mind testifying that, preacher, we have been through some thick and thin things.
Yeah.
But through it all, God made a way out of no way. I know we look good as a couple, but you just don't know the hell we've been through during this time of marriage. God will show up, and won't the Lord show out? Do I have a married couple don't mind standing together and saying, I'm a living witness that God will be in the blessing business in the marriage when things are not going right? God has a way of showing up and showing up. I know we look all good, but you just don't know over the 24 and a half years that God has been in the blessing business. Every night he showed up. And he showed up. This is my ride and die Buddha right here.
All right. Good word.
I say again, all of us, isn't it good to be loved? Not like, it's good to be loved.
There's a difference,
Sure, every marriage can have some problems. Come on, y'all quiet now. We have a little fussing, a little fight here and there.
Amen.
Argument and everything.
Yeah.
But for me and my wife, she has a habit of leaving the garbage by the back door. The only thing going through my mind, why don't you just take it on around the back of the garbage can right there? That's not my job. I'm trying to help somebody. I ain't trying to talk nothing. Look here in the text. We're here in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew is one of the four Gospels of the Bible. And in particular of the New Testament. The other three Gospels are what? Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels can be best described as portraits of Jesus, the promised Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke make up what are called, watch this, the Synoptic Gospels, because together they tell of the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Synoptic comes from the Greek word synopsis, and it means a blended view. Watch this also, synoptic, S-Y-N, together, optic, seen, and thus seen together. The Gospel of John is written to supplement or to add to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Yes, sir.
Only 10% of John parallels the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Right.
And that 10% consists of the Passion narrative, the last week of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, leading up to his crucifixion. The Gospel of Matthew presents Jesus as King. Gospel of Mark presents Jesus as a servant. The Gospel of Luke presents Jesus as a man. The Gospel of John presents Jesus as God.
Yes.
Today we're examining the Gospel of Matthew, where this inspired writer, Matthew, the former tax collector, writes to confirm persecuted Jewish believers in their faith and to reconcile them in their thinking that the Gospel was not a rejection of the Old Testament prophecy, but rather an outward working of the great promise of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. In short, Matthew writes this gospel to prove to the Jewish readers that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah. In our particular selected sermon text here in chapter 24, Matthew gives us a short, powerful lesson on love and how we need to be careful of people who like to play with love and are quick to tell others that they love them. Here in our text, a discussion of the signs of the end of this age is being talked about. Look at verse 3, which tells us that Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, and there his disciples came to him and asked him, tell us, what shall these be? The disciples had just come to Jesus and wanted to show him the temple. The disciples were in awe of the temple there in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And Jesus told them that the temple would soon or one day be destroyed. And this, in fact, came to be the case in A.D. 70, when Titus, the emperor of Rome, completely destroyed Jerusalem and the temple buildings. He and the disciples went on to ask Jesus, what shall be a sign of your coming and of the end of the world? I want us to notice a few points in this text Jesus makes to his disciples before I talk about love. Jesus tells his disciples to be aware of a few things regarding his coming and the end of the world. Here Jesus says, take heed. He says, listen to me now, that no man deceive you. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't believe everyone that has something to say.
Yeah.
Listen, in the barbershop, you can find some of the greatest minds in the world. In the beauty salon, on the campus of BSU, Barbershop University.
Yes, sir.
You can find people ain't been to nobody's school, but they know more than everybody else.
My God.
They will say all kind of filth and foolishness and can't back it up with any sound proof or doctrine.
Yeah.
Jesus says, be aware of them. Jesus says also, many shall come in my name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Saying, I am Christ. And shall deceive men.
Yeah.
This was Jesus' way of saying, don't listen to everyone that claims to be of me.
Yeah.
I got news for all of us.
All right.
Just because somebody calls him or herself a preacher doesn't mean that they're speaking for God.
All right now.
Come on.
I have a problem with people that's always putting titles in your name.
Yeah.
Just because there's a title in your name don't mean that you're high and mighty and better than somebody else.
Come on.
I've learned to serve God even if I'm not at church.
Yeah.
I've learned to praise God even if nobody else want to praise him. I'm going to praise him anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've learned to praise him because he's been too good to me.
Yeah.
For me to wait on somebody else.
Somebody else.
I don't need the preacher to pray over me. That's good. But I've learned to pray for myself.
Yeah.
Whether I'm going through the good times or the bad, I've learned that if I call on him, he's about to help me right there. Anybody here ever been through something and you're going through something and you're going through something right now and you don't want anybody to know? We don't even know what it is. But you know that the prayers of the righteous, they avail much. And that in the midnight hour, your midnight is going to soon turn into day. You need to learn how to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Is there anybody here who's ever held on to God's unchanging hand?
Come on.
Despite what you're going through and it looked real bad for you. But I'm a living witness that we've been made endure for a night with all joy.
Joy.
I say happiness. I say joy.
Joy.
Won't joy come in the moment?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here who knows about joy? And there's a difference between light and happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Happiness will last for a little while, but joy. Won't joy last when the world catch on fire? You see, this joy that I have. Oh, y'all don't have no joy?
Come on.
Ain't nobody here got no joy?
Come on.
I got one person got some joy.
Come on.
Right. We're playing with nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Good stuff.
We're dealing with the annihilation of people.
Yeah.
That's the reason we as Christians, we have to make sure we get involved in politics. Yeah. And make sure we vote and vote for people who got a sound mind. We don't need no crazy people in the world. Have I got a witness in here? And it was Jesus' way of saying, the world will not end until I say it will end. It was God's way of saying through his son Jesus that I got the whole world in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because Jesus was saying, I'm coming back on the cloud. And I'm coming with my army. And my name is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. Verse 7, Jesus says, the world will experience troubling times. For nation shall be against nation, as we're seeing today. Kingdoms are going to be against kingdoms. You will have famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. Jesus said, these are the beginnings of sorrow.
Yeah.
I say to all of us today, when we look at TV and what's going on in our country, we're seeing sorrow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for that man did all that carnage out in Las Vegas.
My God.
Get yourself some help when you're going through.
Yeah.
Make it to the church house somehow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that men are playing with this nuclear button.
Yeah.
Threatening harm to everybody. Notice that Jesus didn't say this was the end of the world. He said these are the beginning of sorrow.
Yeah.
Isn't it a shame how people treat each other today?
Yeah.
Isn't it a shame how church folk act but claim to be saved?
All right.
And isn't it a shame alleged Christians will uphold people who are dead wrong?
Yeah.
Look here at verse 9 where Jesus tells us what is going to happen to the saints, you and I. Jesus said, they shall deliver you up, deliver us up to be afflicted, and will kill us, and you shall be hated of all nations. Why? Because of my name's sake. It's a shame that when we stand for Christ, we're persecuted. We're told that we're bad people because we believe in following God's word. But I've learned I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand, regardless of what's going on around me. Because he's brought me thus far. Do I have a witness in here?
Yeah.
And I know that I know he's going to take me right on home. Verse 11, Jesus says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Teaching point right here, what is a false prophet? A false prophet is simply a person who claims to speak for God, but they are not of God.
Yeah.
Watch this, a prophet, if he speaks for God, or she speaks for God, they're going to get it right 100% of the time.
Amen.
Now, if you're a prophet in these day and age, and I do believe in them, but if you're a prophet, why haven't you hit the lottery?
My goodness.
I'm just talking about what I'm talking about right here. What am I saying? Don't play with God.
Don't play.
Don't take God lightly.
That's right.
Can I say this? Don't lie on God. How you gonna say you of God and your cussing has gone up and it hadn't gone down?
My God.
How can you say you are of God but your life doesn't line up with his word?
My God.
How can you say you're a prophet and you can't get nothing right?
My God.
Well,
you said that the University of Florida was going to beat LSU on yesterday. You said that the Bucks was going to beat the Patriots on yesterday.
I said it. I said it.
I need to move on right now.
I said it.
A false prophet is simply a person who claims to speak for God but lies on God. Talk about how Florida State was going to beat the U to Miami.
All right. Keep going.
Watch this. How can someone be a prophet for God? I'm going to step on some toes right here and steal it from the church.
My God.
Come on and help me right here. Church falling down and he wants a raise and still claim to be a prophet.
My
no
God.
Church business meeting and you claim to be a prophet.
My
no
God.
Vision for the kingdom of God, but he can hoop and sing and we still drink the Kool-Aid. I got some fine preachers here that's going to make some great pastors one day.
Yes,
but rather than listen to the voice of God, oh, they can sing and they can hoop and holler and while on the floor. Talk to me, somebody. It's time out for playing with God.
Yeah.
Get somebody who loves the Lord.
Yeah.
And want to serve for the Lord.
Yeah.
Rather than just get in it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Finally, look at verse 12, where Jesus says, and because iniquity, sin,
my God,
shall abound, continue. Uh-huh. People will love sin rather than right or doing people right.
Yeah.
Text says, the love of many shall wax or grow cold.
Yeah.
This was Jesus' way of saying people will say they love you, but they will sell you out in a minute.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness in here? Somebody who knows what I'm talking about. It was Jesus' way of saying, be careful of people you call your friends, because everyone that's smiling your face don't mean you any good. It was Jesus' way of saying, be aware of people who smile and laugh in your face.
Yes, sir.
It was Jesus' way of saying, be careful of friends on Facebook.
Yes.
It was Jesus' way of saying, beware of people that say they love you, because they will turn on you in a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
I'm reminded that Jesus told the disciples that he was going to be crucified.
Yeah.
And all of his disciples, including Peter and Judas Iscariot, promised they would go with him all of the way. But after a while, and by, Judas' love for Jesus waxed cold.
My God.
And he sold the Savior out for 30 pieces of
silver.
Come
on now.
Do I have a Bible scholar in here?
Come on.
After a while, and by.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
They tell me that John Mark ran out of his clothes naked down the street rather than stand with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In other words, Mark's love for Jesus waxed cold.
Yeah.
After a while, and by.
Yeah.
Peter was asked on three separate occasions.
Yeah.
Surely you was with the Lord Jesus. And on the first occasion, Peter said, no, I wasn't with him.
Wasn't there?
And on the second occasion, no, I don't even know the man.
Yeah.
And on the third occasion, he said, hey, I'm telling no.
I don't know.
I don't even know who you're talking about. So as I come to a close, is there anybody in here who's ever had someone look you right in your face and told you how much they love you? But after a while, that same love waxed cold. Finally, on my way to my seat, I just stopped by to tell you that I know somebody.
Somebody.
Who can show us and has shown us a real or an agape type of love.
Yeah.
He's a friend. I'm reminded that we'll stick closer than a brother.
Come on.
And he's brought me from a mighty long way.
Yeah.
And despite all of my mess ups, he still stood in the gap for me.
Yeah.
One day when I was wallowing in sin.
Yeah.
No vision of heaven on my side. I'm so glad that I heard about a man named J.E. Edgerton.
Come on.
And I'm so glad I made it to the church house.
Yeah.
There's something about being in the very presence of God.
Yeah.
There's something about hearing Jesus.
Jesus.
When you don't feel good in your body.
Yeah.
I wish I had a prayer in church right now. Is there anybody here who's ever come to the church and you didn't feel good? But you got strength when you heard the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Won't Jesus show up?
Yeah.
Yeah. And won't Jesus show out?
Yeah.
Won't Jesus do it?
Yes.
Anybody know he'll do it?
Yes.
If there's somebody here who can testify, he will do what no other power can do.
Yes.
And despite all of Jesus' love, the world still showed him and their love wax for Jesus. It's a love that will do when the world will catch on fire. It's a love that will never fail. It's a love that will show up in your midnight hour. It's a love that will heal your body despite what the doctor said. Love that will come get you out of trouble. It's a love that has landed many a thousand. It's a love that will make you run to the church house. It's a love that will make you run on and see what the end is going to be. Wish I had somebody right here who could wave their hand and say, for God I live. Yeah, and for God I die. I'm so glad.
I'm glad.
That if you
never
hear my voice again, I never say, forget my name. I'm so glad when I was on my way to hell, Jesus, my heavenly brother, Jesus, yeah, my kinsman redeemer. I'm so glad that Jesus won't he make a way out of no way. You ain't have a boy certified. Won't he make a way? I said, won't he make a way? I need somebody who's ever been in old days, when I'm going down, he's gonna raise me back up.